उनका बिहारी जय राधा माधव उनका बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्ला राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंद बन धाम की नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नू वृंदवन धाम की गंगमयी की जमुनामयी की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र मंदिर की गौ प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मैत्रेय उवाच गुणा व्यथि खरा करो निर्विशेष पुर प्रतिष्ठिता पुरुषास थाद उपादानं आत्मानं लीलायास्रजत मैत्रेया उवाचा गुणव्यातिकराकारो निर्विशेषो प्रतिष्ठिता पुरुषस्थादुपादानं आत्मानं लीलायास्रजत मैत्रेय उवाच गुणव्यातिकराकारो निर्विशेषो प्रतिष्ठता पुरुषस्थादुपादानं आत्मानं लीलायास्रजत मैत्रेय उवाच गुणव्यातिकराकारो निर्विशेषो प्रतिष्ठिता पुरुषस्थादुपादानं आत्मानं लीलायास्रजत Maitreya uvacha. Maitreya said, Guna, Vyatikara, of the interactions of the modes of material nature, Akara, source, Nirvishesha, without diversity, Apratishtita, unlimited Purusha of the Supreme Person, Tat, that Upadanam, instrument, Atmanam, the material creation, Lilaya, by pastimes, Asrijat, created. Maitreya said, Eternal time is the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. It is unchangeable and limitless, and it works as the instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his pastimes in the material creation. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The impersonal time factor is the background of the material manifestation as the instrument of the Supreme Lord. It is the ingredient of assistance offered to material nature. No one knows where time began and where it ends, and it is time only which can keep a record of the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material manifestation. This time factor is the material cause of creation and is therefore a self-expansion of the personality of Godhead. Time is considered the impersonal feature of the Lord. The time factor is also explained by modern men in various ways. Some accept it almost as it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, in Hebrew literature, time is accepted in the same spirit as a representation of God. It is stated here therein, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Metaphysically, time is distinguished as absolute and real. Absolute time is continuous and is unaffected by the speed or slowness of material things. Time is astronomically and mathematically calculated in relation to speed, change, and life of a particular object. Factually, however, time has nothing to do with the relativities of things. Rather, everything is shaped and calculated in terms of the facility offered by time. Time is the basic measurement of the activity of our senses, by which we calculate past, present, and future. But in factual calculation, time has no beginning and no end. Pandit Chanakya says that even a slight fraction of time cannot be purchased with millions of dollars, and therefore even a moment of time lost without profit must be calculated as the greatest loss in life. Time is not subject to any form of psychology, nor are the moments objective realities in themselves, but they are dependent on particular experiences. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami concludes that the time factor is intermixed with the activities, action and reactions, of the external energy of the Lord. The external energy of a material nature works under the superintendence of the time factor as the Lord himself, and that is why material nature appears to have produced so many wonderful things in the cosmic manifestation. Bhagavad Gita confirms this conclusion as follows. Maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu naninu konteya jagat viparivartate. Om agyan timirandasya gyananjana charakaya chakshuru militam jena tasmoy sri guruve namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa katamayam datati svapatantikam vandeham sri guru sri yuta pada kamalam sri guru vaishnavam cha sri rupam sagra jatam sahagana gunatam vitam tam sajivam Advaitam, Shavadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakan Vitam, Sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinavandu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Maitreya said, eternal time is the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. It is unchangeable and limitless. and it works as the instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his pastimes in the material creation. Vidura is asking for the benefit of all conditioned beings. The most essential questions required for self-realization. In the previous verse, Vidura has asked Maitreya to kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, the wonderful actor. What are the symptoms of that eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. And herein, Maitreya is explaining that time works as an instrument of the Personality of Godhead for his pastimes in material creation. Actually, for Krishna, everything that is existing in all material and spiritual worlds are simply taking place as his pastimes. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. In the eternal abode of the Lord, time and everything else that exists is simply controlled to increase the degree of enjoyment and love between Krishna and his associates. Yogamaya potency means that energy of the Lord that is constantly uniting everyone's consciousness in love and devotion deeper and deeper with Krishna. In the spiritual world, everything is eternal. There is no diminishing of qualities or of life as in this material world. In the spiritual world, nothing is stagnant. At every moment, the living entity's love for Krishna is increasing. The living entity's desire to serve Krishna is increasing. And the varieties of ways of serving Krishna are unlimited. But in this material world, time is the destroyer of everything. And therefore, time is the worst enemy for one attached to the material concept of life. Because the worst enemy is the enemy you cannot defeat. An enemy who you can defeat is not a very bad enemy, but an enemy who will definitely defeat you and who is defeating you at every moment is your worst enemy. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita wanted to reveal his supreme power in material existence. And therefore, in the 11th chapter, he revealed to Arjuna Virat Rupa, the universal form. And there Arjuna saw that this form was covering everything in all directions. There were flames coming out of his mouth. He saw the whole universe, the whole creation within this form. The moon, the sun, the mountains, the rivers, the planets, the demigods, everything. And within his mouths, all living beings, especially the soldiers of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, were being forced beyond their control into his mouths as he was devouring them all. And when Arjuna saw this form, he was struck with wonder. It was so reverential and so fearful. And Krishna declared, "This is my form of time, Kala Rupa. And in this form I am devouring everyone and everything.
and no one can escape.
So time is Krishna. Krishna says in Gita, Suhridam Sarvadevinam, that he is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities. But in the form of time, everyone is fighting against him. Just see the battle against Krishna in this material existence. People wear watches. People have clocks. We see this everywhere because they're all battling against Krishna. This clock is a murti of Krishna. Every watch on your wrist is a murti of Krishna, representing how Krishna is taking your life away second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade. You are being destroyed by Krishna. And you can't even see him. What kind of a power is this? When the Americans bombed Hiroshima and these places, everyone saw it. Big mushroom clouds and everything. You can see it. And in warfare we see there are armies, there are soldiers, and all the poor civilians see so much elaborate arrangements just to kill and to destroy. But Krishna, in the form of time, he is invisible. You cannot see him, you cannot smell him, you cannot touch him, you cannot hear him, but yet he's everywhere, destroying everything. How wonderful is Krishna's power, the all-devouring. Time is Krishna's way of revealing to all living entities that this material existence is not the place of happiness for the eternal soul. In the spiritual world, time is present, but it is conspicuous by its absence in the sense that it is not mixed with the three modes of material nature. The mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance. The mode of passion creates. The mode of ignorance destroys. In this material world, due to the mode of passion, we take birth and we start to grow. And due to the mode of ignorance, we're simultaneously being destroyed. So when Krishna, in the form of time, his energy, enters into this material world along with this material nature, it pushes forward the three modes of material nature. It is the generating force that activates the modes of material nature, time. And therefore, due to passion and ignorance, there is birth, there is growth, there is diminishing, and there is destruction. But the mode of goodness maintains, it preserves. But in this material world, all the modes of material nature are mixed. There is no pure goodness, pure passion, or pure ignorance. They are all interacting constantly, eternally. Therefore, we have creation, growth, some duration or longevity, some production of offspring, then diminishing and death. But in the spiritual world, there is no passion and there is no ignorance. There is only goodness. And because that goodness is unmixed by passion and ignorance, absolutely, it is called Shuddha Sattva. It is pure goodness. And therefore, time, Krishna's energy, in that environment, does not create. It does not give birth, and it does not destroy. So in pure goodness, time simply keeps everything maintained perfectly forever, eternally. The three modes of material nature do not exist in the spiritual world. These three modes of material nature and time are the essential ingredients underlying all happiness and suffering within creation. So Maitreya Muni here is explaining so nicely how
time is the primeval source of all the interactions of the three modes of material nature. In other words, it is Krishna who is the ultimate controller of everything.
Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunani no konteya jagad viparivartite.
The whole material existence is working under Krishna's direction. And the whole material existence is working under Krishna's direction simply for the purpose of discouraging the fallen souls from their continued pursuit to try to find happiness outside of the spiritual realm. Krishna is all merciful in every manifestation. Therefore, this great enemy of time for all materialists who are fighting and fighting and fighting is seen as a friend for the devotee. The devotee sees time as Krishna, as the beloved. The materialistic people, the whole technology of medicine and buying houses and building and all academics, it's all basically fighting against the power of time. As you're growing old, you're trying to make so many arrangements to keep your body and soul together, which is actually impossible. For the time being, there's some sense that you can do it. The time is destroying you, and we're fighting against it. We're fighting against it. People are rushing to their offices on time, fighting against time. Students are cramming for their exams, fighting against time. People are going to the sporting events and the entertainment events because they're so bored. That's why people go to these things. It's not because it brings them happiness. It's because they're so empty and bored with life that they have to just completely forget their inner boredom by bombarding it with external sources of distraction. That's all. A person who is content with the peace of the soul is happy just chanting Hare Krishna. They asked Srila Prabhupada, what will we do when there is a war? Because war is a very powerful form of Krishna in the form of time to destroy. Krishna's form of time just accelerates his pastimes at the time of war, where there's bombs dropping and guns shooting. So one time in Calcutta, when it was being bombed during World War II, everyone was going into the subways and into the shelters and into basements, and there was alarms going to warn everyone, get out of here, hide, go underground like the rats. Prabhupada was cooking puris for his deities. And everyone was running. They said, up high, come, come, the bombs are dropping. And you could actually hear the bombs dropping. Srila Prabhupada even imitated. You could hear bombs dropping all around him, and everyone was in such a commotion of anxiety and frustration and fear, running here and there, helter-skelter, trying to take their family members and whatever precious belongings they could run with. And Prabhupada was cooking puris. And they asked, come, come, he said. You go. I will cook puris for Krishna. Prabhupada said, I was thinking that Krishna has come in the form of these bombs. Krishna was making offering. Welcome Krishna. Whatever wonderful way he comes. So a devotee, he has no enemy. A devotee is a friend of all living entities. Because a devotee sees Krishna behind the scene of everything. And materialistic people, they are fighting the losing battle against time. But a devotee welcomes time. He welcomes even death. We will try to maintain our body to the best capacity because it is a means by which we can utilize for the service of Guru and Krishna. But ultimately, for a devotee, death is the doors opening to the eternal abode of Krishna. It is not a loss, it is a gain. We give up this body made of mucus, bile, and air, and we resume our original body, which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Is that such a terrible thing? But yet, due to ignorance, people are thinking death is such a terrible thing, such a horrible thing. Of course, for materialistic people, it is a horrible thing. Because if they are living lives full of material enjoyment and sinful activities which help us to accumulate more and more material enjoyment, then they do not know what mystery is ahead of them. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And each one of these 8,400,000 species of life were created, how? By the three modes of material nature, intermixing by the power of Krishna in the form of time. That is how all species of life have come about. And each one has a particular, unique way to enjoy and suffer. Prabhupada explained, the elephant can eat all day long, no stop. We eat for 20 minutes, and that's our extent. Then we cannot enjoy anymore. But the elephant can just go on eating and eating and eating. And the pigeon can have sex life 60 times a day. And even more, if the facility is there. And the same pleasure that humans have, perhaps more. The pigeon enjoys probably greater because there's no mental anxieties. Human beings, so much mental anxieties. Anything we do, we're worried, oh, will she become pregnant, or will this happen, or what will happen here, and will they find out? But the pigeons are just simply enjoying. So there are 8,400,000 species of life, and each have a very, very specially created way of enjoying and suffering. And the human form of life, which is meant for self-realization, if it is not utilized for that purpose, the soul has to go back down into the lower species, and we do not know. There are 14 planetary systems. 7 are lower planets, hellish planets, and some are higher planets and middle planets. So we do not know. So yes, death is fearful because of our ignorance. But for a devotee who has faith, death is not fearful. Death is just a welcome change. We are constantly changing. The body is constantly growing through transformations. And this is just the final transformation of this particular body. When Srila Prabhupada was in his last days in Vrindavan, he was laying in his bed, and his body was very small in size, and he was not eating. And devotees saw, and they were weeping and crying, Prabhupada, you are going to leave us. And Prabhupada looked at them and smiled and said, do not think that this will not happen to you. When we are young, we are thinking, oh, I will just go on dancing and singing forever and enjoying this youth. But actually, Srila Prabhupada, once he was on a morning walk in Bombay at the beach, and he was walking with his cane, and he said, well, I remember when I was a little boy on the beach, how I was running and jumping and swimming. Now look, I am walking with cane. He said, do not think that this will not happen to you. It happens to everyone. It is the power of time. But it did not cause Srila Prabhupada distress. He was happy. For him, every moment, he was just coming closer, one step closer, to Goloka Vrindavan, to return to Krishna. Ayur Harati Vaipungshang Udyanastam Tayanasho. The Bhagavatam explains that with every rising and setting of the sun, for the materialistic person, he is one day closer to cruel death. But for a devotee, with every rising and setting of the sun, he is one day closer to eternal life of bliss and knowledge. What is that beautiful verse from the Vishnu Purana, where it is described that the greatest of all misfortunes is one moment lost in forgetfulness of Krishna. Because according to our destiny, we are allotted at the time of our conception so many moments. A moment is 1/12 of a second. Bhava Matra. So many moments before we die. And human life is meant for self-realization. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. And intelligence means not to waste a moment. Nayam deho deha bhajam loke kastan kaman arhati vipujam jay. Rishabdev Bhagavan says, do not waste this human form of life searching for the same things that are available for the dogs and hogs that eat stool, namely sense enjoyment. It is not worth it. The dogs are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and they are creating so many family situations just for that purpose. That is not what human existence is meant for. It is meant for self-realization. Tapo divyam putraka yena sarvam. That will bring us happiness. And even the greatest politicians, the greatest businessmen, the greatest technologists, the greatest educationists, they understand that the most important type of management is time management, how to utilize every moment for its highest purpose. And those who are most successful in any field are those who do not waste time. The great musicians, the great artists, they've become the way they have because they do not waste time. They fix as much of their time and energy in that. But unfortunately, namam duskriti normudha prapajyante nyadevata maya parita jnana masuram bhavamashita. They are all wasting their lives because they are utilizing their time for that which will ultimately culminate in death and suffering. But a devotee understands every fraction, every moment, every little particle of a second is so valuable. And Chanakya Pandit here describes, it is so valuable that that moment, that 12th of a second, cannot be bought back for all the millions of dollars in the entire world. If you lose a moment, what to speak of a second? A second is a long time. But if you even lose a moment, that one moment, all the wealth in Swarga Loka, all the wealth in this planet, Bhuloka, cannot buy back that second. It's gone. You've wasted it. It was an opportunity to come closer to God, and it's lost. And the seconds are going by so quickly. And the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks and the months and the years. And we're wondering, what's wrong? Why am I not making progress? You do not make progress in Krishna consciousness over the years. You make progress in Krishna consciousness over the moments. Because if you do not utilize your moments in remembering Krishna and cultivating higher consciousness, then the years will go by and they will be empty, they will be hollow, there will be no value. So if a person is a devotee for 1 year, or 20 years, or 40 years, or 50 years, and they're thinking, why I'm not so spiritually advanced? I've been in this movement for 50 years. don't think about the 50 years. The problem is within that 50 years, how did you utilize every moment? The moment is precious. The here and the now moment. Are we remembering Krishna? If we are not remembering Krishna, we are inflicting upon ourselves the ultimate misfortune. According to God, in Vishnu Purana, the greatest misfortune that can fall upon any living entity is not death. It's not the death of a mother or a father or a wife or a child or a husband. That's not considered a great misfortune. The loss of all our wealth, the loss of our home, the loss of our health, it's not considered a great misfortune. But the loss of a moment, forgetting Krishna, that is a great misfortune. Because Maya is cheating us of the ultimate supreme treasure of Krishna Bhakti. In inducing us to waste those moments for naught, for those perishable, useless forms which ultimately bring us misery and sorrow. Yehi samsparshja bhoga dukha jonayate atyantabanta kontiya nate suramate. The pleasures of this world are sources of misery. And yet, the whole human society, like a rat race, is just running full speed for those sensual enjoyments, for the sources of misery. And their whole time is being wasted in that pursuit. This is pitiful. It's sorrowful. And this is what causes apara dukkha dukhi. It causes the devotees to cry. To see how human society, after evolving through so many millions of species of life, has finally come to the opportunity to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. To see them, to sing for them, to dance for them, to eternally, blissfully serve them in the spiritual world. Krishna is giving us that opportunity in this human life. But what do we do? Moment after moment, we are chasing after the things, the mirages, the illusions of this world. And that is a great loss. And that is why the great acharyas, they are willing to risk and sacrifice everything in their lives to help people utilize their precious moments to remember Krishna. That is called compassion. Compassion can be explained in this way. The great, great sorrow in the heart to see the eternal soul, part of Krishna, wasting the precious moments of life for sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada, his instruction was always chant Hare Krishna. Always means every moment. We chant 16 rounds minimum just to establish a spiritual foundation with spiritual integrity in our life. But the goal is not to chant 16 rounds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what the goal is. Kirtaniya Sadahari, to chant always. Rinarabhi sunichena tarorabhi sehishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the key to utilizing every moment in life for Krishna, for remembering Krishna, for enriching our spiritual consciousness. To not let the moments fly away. Maya loves to steal us away from Krishna. And she does it moment by moment by moment. Especially for devotees, she very meticulously arranges her energies steal our consciousness away from Krishna. For the materialistic people, she has everyone in total captivity. There's no problem. Their every moment of life is her property, being wasted. But for a devotee, if Maya comes before you and I want you to be eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, dancing and chanting with Krishna forever. However, I want you to just take one moment aside, just a break for a moment from all of this rigorous spiritual idea, and just relax, enjoy, just for this moment. And then after this moment, you go back to God. And the devotee thinks, yes, that sounds like a very good proposal. After all, I shouldn't be a fanatic. We have to have a balanced life. So I'll give Maya a moment, and I'll give Krishna the rest of my life. And then we give Maya a moment. And then Maya says, you see, you're still a devotee. You gave me a moment, your head's still shaved. You still have tilak on, you still have sari or dhoti. You still have your japa beads in your hand. You gave me a moment. So why are you? Give me another moment. It's not so bad. You see, I'm your friend. I'm not going to disturb your spiritual life. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Not only is she telling you within your mind, but she's telling you through your family and through the society and through the television and through the radio and through the newspaper and through the magazines and through all this, all the music and all the movies and all the... Every atom, every molecule is telling you, just give me one more moment to enjoy, and then you can practice your Krishna consciousness. Little diversion. You know it's wrong. You know it's not the highest. But just this. And then moment after moment after moment, once you start giving her one or two moments, then you become her captive prisoner. And then she just steals every moment. And soon, 50 years have passed, and you're an old person, and you're about to die, and you look back and think, 50 years ago, I decided to give her a moment, and she has taken my life. Moment by moment, Maya steals your life away from you. And you don't know where it has gone. That is the greatest tragedy in all of existence. To lose the valuable opportunity to go back to Godhead moment after moment. So we should understand how Krishna, in his form of time, is devouring and destroying all the opportunity for prosperity for those materialistic people who have forgotten Krishna. And how Krishna in the form of time is the dear friend of the devotee, not the enemy, not the devourer. But with every moment he is building, enriching, developing, not destroying, developing our spiritual qualities. Our material body might be deteriorating, but if we're practicing Krishna consciousness, our spiritual body is becoming stronger and stronger, fresher and fresher, more and more blissful. And the art of living is to utilize every moment for Krishna. And there's only one way to do that, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is Trinada Visanichana, Tarora Visanichana, Amanina Manatena Kirtaniya Sadahari. If you want to utilize every moment to remember Krishna by chanting his name, you have to use every moment to aspire and struggle to be more humble than a blade of grass, to be more tolerant than a tree, to be ready to offer all respect to other living beings, and to expect no respect for oneself. When we cultivate this consciousness, the golden rule of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, then Sadahari, Kirtaniya Sadahari, we can chant Krishna's name always, at every moment. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written that this verse is so precious that every sincere devotee should string this verse on the necklace of the holy name and wear it always. Remember it always. To be the humble servant of the servant of the servant. When this is our aspiration in life, then Krishna empowers us to remember him constantly, to chant his holy names always. And this is the conclusion of all religions. Srila Rupa, it was actually Lord Kapiladeva, and Srila Rupa Goswami also explains that the essence of all knowledge is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is the culmination of all scriptures. Always. Always means every moment. Your life is constituted of moments. To dedicate your life to Krishna means to dedicate the moment that we have right now to Krishna, and the next moment to Krishna, and the next moment to Krishna, and the next moment. This is how we dedicate our life to Krishna. And how this word always is so important. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman purityajya mam ekam sharanam braj, aham tvam sarva bhavibhyo moksha ishami masaja. You abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. But how? Man mana bhava mad bhakto majjajinam namaskuru. Always remember me. Always be my devotee. At every moment, bow down to me. Be conscious of me. Remember me. If we are always trying to, always struggling against our false ego, to take this role of the humble servant of the Lord, depending on the mercy of the Lord, the Guru and the Vaishnavas, then Krishna will benedict us with the supreme treasure, Kirtaniya Sadahari, where we always think of him, we always chant his holy names. Kaviraj Goswami explains that the mercy of the Vaishnavas is like a stick, and that he is a lame invalid. And it is only by the help of this stick that he can move forward on the path of devotion. This humility, this devotion is required. And if we cultivate this desire, then we can see Krishna at every moment. Krishna is time. Time is Krishna. And a devotee sees Krishna at every moment. And the Acharyas have taught us this wonderful process by chanting the holy names in the mood of a humble servant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And utilizing our every moment for the pleasure and the service of Guru and Krishna. That is the perfection of life. And that is why we try to understand time. If all of the jnanis, they have so many meticulous philosophical, logical understandings of how the time factor is working. But it's all useless. They can explain it, it's all theoretical. But if all of our understanding of time does not bring about the realization of the necessity to use every second, every moment for the service of Krishna, to remember him and to chant his name, then what is the use? So this is the culmination. Maitreya Muni is explaining all these wonderful subjects just to induce always remembering Krishna. Thank you very much. And New Vrindavan will be truly New Vrindavan when all of the residents try to utilize their time for the pleasure of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, moment after moment after moment. Use every precious, precious moment for the satisfaction of the Lord. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.